Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't mind saying to you tonight that I'm tired of the tension surrounding our day, that I'm tired of living every day under the threat of death. I have no martyr complex. I want to live as long as anybody in this building tonight, and sometimes I begin to doubt whether I'm going to make it through. I must confess I'm tired.
720 WGN, a portion of a speech given here in Chicago by Martin Luther King. Here on Martin Luther King Day with John Landecker at 720 WGN, and joining us to reflect on that and other things that had to do with Martin Luther King coming to Chicago back in the 60s is alumni and good friend from the WGN News Department, Roger Badish. Hey, Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How's everything with you?
Everything is fine. I have been looking over Martin Luther King's visit to Chicago, and my impression is that I wasn't here at the time, but it did not go well. I think that would be an understatement, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I think a lot of people, though, focus on the one event that really made the headlines across the country is in the summer of 66, when he and hundreds of others marched for fair housing throughout the city of Chicago, and someone from the crowd threw a rock and hit him in the head. Mm. He actually fell to the ground, got back up shortly thereafter, and continued the march. I think everyone focused on that because that was the big headline. But he had been coming to Chicago for quite some time, and had actually gotten a place in one of the lower rent apartments in Chicago on the south side. And he and his wife lived here on and off through 65 and into 66, and tried with the social activism groups in the city to work with the city to get fair housing for African Americans. It was a long trek for him and those in Chicago trying to get that accomplished. He eventually did get to sit down with the elder Mayor Daley and came up with an agreement that many to this day feel was nothing but words on paper.
Right. But not initially, though. Wasn't initially it was lauded as... I think I saw a quote from Dr. King, like, this is one of the, this is one of the great agreements about fair housing in this country, initially. Wasn't that the impression?
Initially, yes.
Yeah.
But then within a year later, the Daley administration had done nothing.
Right.
And there was no movement on that. But you're right. Social active groups around the country hailed that agreement and tried to get the same thing in their cities.
Yeah, I found the quote. It said, King said, it's the most significant program ever conceived to make open housing a reality. And it was done, allegedly, the players in it were, as you say, the senior Mayor Daley and Martin Luther King, who had a summit meeting. And they brought in the Chicago Housing Authority, which promised to build public housing, and also the Mortgage Bankers Association, who agreed to rent and sell regardless of race. And then, as you say, not that long later, maybe a little over a year, they called it a sham, false promises, so to speak.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that it still hasn't been fulfilled.
Oh, no, yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's more evident now. I mean, we're talking the senior Daley. We're talking the redlining districts. People couldn't, African Americans couldn't get loans, home loans. It was not something that Daley wanted to give up. at that time. He ruled Chicago with a firm hand, and this was not something he was going to readily give up. In fact, his initial, if you go back to when 65, when King came to Chicago and expressed his intent, and he came at the behest of all of these social active groups who requested that he come here instead of, say, L.A., which was just, you know, in the aftermath of the riots. And felt that they could do good here in Chicago, that this was the perfect place, especially with the redlining districts and with Daley's control of the city.
You know, it's been a federal holiday, Martin Luther King Day, signed into existence by former President Reagan in 1983. But Arizona didn't ratify it until 1993, New Hampshire until 1999, and Virginia and South Carolina until the year 2000, which really took me aback. I mean, Martin Luther King Day has a lot of very positive images and messages and content, and people do good things on Martin Luther King Day, and people do observe it. But it's not a universal, obviously not a universally held idea. I mean, you can tell that there's still, you know, maybe, okay, Arizona ratified in 93, New Hampshire 99, Virginia, South Carolina 2000. But that doesn't mean that the sentiment behind those states, for whatever reason, not ratifying, have suddenly vanished, you know?
And because we're talking about a day. Now, the good that happens on this day, the thousands of people who take the day to go do good, is still overshadowed by the fact that those states and many others took their time to ratify it. But all right, this is not my belief necessarily, but I'm trying to think into their thought process, that it's just a day in their mind, that the ideals, the voting rights, the respect for housing, everything that King and everyone who worked with him tried to change in America do not happen on Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
And it's become a national holiday where many federal workers and state workers in those states get the day off.
Right. You know, and I also saw, you know, this isn't just Martin Luther King Day, but, you know, every federal holiday that we have, you know, online, I'm saying, hey, these are the greatest spies on Martin Luther King Day. Here's where you can get, you know, so-and-so is selling. Amazon's got a big sale going on for Martin Luther King Day. Here are your best Martin Luther King Day buys. I mean, that's the way we treat a lot.
Where's the respect?
Yeah, well, that's the way we treat a lot of our federal holidays. And I think in this particular case, in the beginning, Martin Luther King was certainly not universally accepted. And the further we get away from those days, the more diluted, if you ask me, the more diluted the ideas and the message will become, because simply the people who were there originally are not going to be around. And, and those who are now responsible for, let's say, carrying the torch or also providing curriculums in schools to students, they don't have a firsthand perspective of what things were like back then. So everything is, this is my opinion anyway, it's becoming a little
bit. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I saw someone wrote something on social media, and I hate to put this as fact, but it makes sense. And I won't mention the state, but the head of that state posts on social media using the quote from Dr. King and saying we need to observe Dr. King's ideals, and we salute everything he stood for and everything. But then somebody who reposted it said, yes, but you've passed laws that you're not allowed to teach in your schools. The meaning behind his words.
Right. Which is what I was referring to indirectly. I'm going to leave you with this. First of all, okay, Thank you, Roger Badish, from former WGN News, coming on and talking about Martin Luther King Day with us. And I want to leave you with news that a talking Martin Luther King bobblehead will be available soon. It is in collaboration with the estate of the civil rights leader. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum unveiled a talking King bobblehead honoring his life and legacy. It's dressed in a dark suit. It stands in a podium with multiple microphones. Expected to ship in April. They're $40 each and a flat shipping rate of $8 per order. I thought that would be the place to end our conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. But in cooperation with the King Estate.
Yeah.
So, right. But when I saw that headline, I'm like, what? Roger, thanks for being with us. All the best. Stay safe.
Thanks, John. You too, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good time. Bye.
Thanks. Roger Badish with us here at 720 WGN.